Welcome to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. It's not too late to vote early. The election is Tuesday, November 6th. SDPB's Jeremy Ludeman spoke with South Dakota Secretary of State Chantel Krebs about early voting and a citizen's right to observe the election process. They begin here by talking about statewide ballot security.
Ballot security in South Dakota is very simple because we use paper ballots. Now, remember, when you go in to vote, don't forget to bring your photo ID with you. And then, of course, you're handed a paper ballot in which you mark. So there is no internet voting. There is no connection to the internet because we're using paper ballots. And so, therefore, the security concerns that you're hearing about across the nation do not apply to South Dakota because we are using paper ballots.
I know some states, there is conversation about what you can bring with you. If you take a sample ballot, let's say you registered to vote and you took a sample ballot if it was ready for you, can you bring that in with you to remind you of what you wanted to vote on, or what's the rules related to that?
Absolutely. You can bring in your own notes or anything that you have used to remind yourself of your questions or the answers that you want to have on the ballot. So if you have a sample ballot that you have utilized from maybe the local newspaper or from the county auditor's office, you can go ahead and take that sample ballot in with you to cross-reference for your reference purposes. That is not a problem.
I know we've had people that have in the past taken pictures of their ballot. Remind us of what the rules are related to that.
So taking a ballot selfie, as some would call it, or taking a picture of yourself with your marked ballot is against South Dakota state law. You're not to reveal the contents of your marked ballot. Now, you can take a picture of yourself saying, hey, I just got done voting, excited to share that on social media. The obvious intent for South Dakota law is to say that to not share and reveal the contents of your marked ballot. So do not share your marked ballot on social media. You can share a picture of yourself and only yourself of saying, hey, I voted, which, obviously a lot of people are excited to do on election day.
I want to transition to the counties that have agreed to a backup plan. They're utilizing electronic poll books, and correct me if I'm wrong on this. The eight counties are Brown, Brookings, Yankton, Hyde, Sully, Hughes, Potter, and Custer.
That is correct.
Talk with me as much as you can give details on about the backup plan and the process to get that in place.
Well, sure. Well, first of all, the Secretary of State's office, we really do not recommend utilizing electronic poll books, and our recommendation has always been to use a paper poll book. Now, what a poll book is, of course, is just the master list containing who are the registered voters in that precinct, so that when you walk in and, you're asked to show your ID, then we're cross-referencing in that poll book to make sure that you are a registered voter in that precinct. That's what the poll book serves the purpose of that poll book for. An electronic poll book is that version in electronic format. And I believe Yankton does utilize electronic poll books. Now, if a county and a county commission and the county auditors, and that's who determines if they're going to utilize electronic poll books, it's based on a county commission decision. If they're to do so, my recommendation from the Secretary of State's office has been that you must have a paper poll book backup in case something goes wrong with the electronic poll book or that poll book that contains the voter registration information. So that's the whole point, is to have that paper poll book backup in Yankton County, for example.
So I want to talk about folks who might want to work the polls on election day and be a volunteer. What's the process for that?
County auditors have already, have already determined who poll workers are, and they usually do that pretty early, between August and September, but they're always looking for poll workers in the future. So if you are interested in working on an election, whether it be a local city or a school board election or a special election, please notify that election official that you are interested in working. So the poll workers have already had their training, have already had their time with their county auditors across the state, learning the process and making sure they're trained and ready and prepared. And you may see, though, South Dakota state law does allow for poll watchers and poll observers. And South Dakota state law does allow for that. And if you happen to see someone sitting in the corner, that can happen. And if you wanted to just stop and watch the process and sit quietly, as long as you're not obstructing or interfering with the process, you can sit quietly and just watch and observe the process. We'd be happy to have you do that. That's a part of the election process, and the openness and the integrity of the process is having poll watchers and poll observers observing the process along with the poll workers, as well as the counting process. You know, going back over to your county auditor's office, when those secured ballot boxes come back, you can watch her open that secure ballot box, which of course is locked, and take out the ballots and watch her tabulate. That's an open process to the public. So that would be an opportunity for you to do so if you want to do that. Obviously, just being, you know, watching quietly and not obtrusive in any way, that would be an appropriate thing for any citizen to do.
Talk with me a little bit about the opportunity to do early voting.
Well, sure. Absentee in-person voting can be done right up until the day before the election. So you can go into your local county auditor's office and vote absentee in-person right there at the county auditor's office right up until 5 p.m. local time on Monday, November 5th. And then, of course, on Tuesday, say you happen to be confined due to an event of an illness or a sickness or a disability or in the hospital or confined of some sort, you can have an authorized messenger sign an affidavit. You can state who you want as an authorized messenger. It would be delivered to that county auditor's office with a notary, notarized signature. Then that authorized messenger then could deliver that ballot to you if you're homebound or due to a sickness or an illness or some other reason. And that is on the day of the election. An authorized messenger can be used due to an illness or a sickness or confinement in your home for some reason. The absentee ballot applications must be turned back in, of course, by the November 5th, right up till 5 p.m. on Monday, November 5th. And, of course, if you wanted to go vote in person at your local county auditor's office, that would be at 5 p.m. on Monday, November 5th as well. Now, if your application doesn't get in there, of course, until Monday, November 5th, it's going to be pretty tough to get it out in the mail and to you because it just wouldn't get out to you in time. So then that would be where you'd probably just have to go and vote in person on election day. And, of course, our auditors are tracking who has voted earlier, you know, absentee and cross-referencing on that poll book. So they're tracking all of that.
Do we have any numbers on early voting?
So every Friday at noon, I send a press release out and tells and they share with the media the number of absentee ballots requested. And so on Friday, I'll send out a new number, the number of absentee ballots requested. And last week, I think we were over 56,000 absentee ballots have been requested. Now that number is comparable to the 2014 midterm election and where 55,000 absentee ballots were counted or cast. You compare that to the 2016 presidential election, I believe there's 108,000 absentee ballots cast in that year of 2016. So we're on target to have a pretty strong early voting or absentee voting number being cast.